Welcome to Raw and Real Entrepreneurship, the show that dares to bring the no-nonsense insight to those who have the courage to start, grow, and scale a business. Here is your host, entrepreneur, investor, and best-selling author, Susan Sly.
Well, hey, what is up, Raw and Real Entrepreneurs, wherever you are in the world? I hope you're having an amazing day. And I want to give some shouts out. We have some new countries hitting the top 10. And I just want to say, you know, the usual cast of characters, we've got US, we've got Canada, we've got Australia, we've got the UK, and then we have Vietnam now in the top 10. So, you know, shouts out to you. I'm so excited. And today we're going to talk about just giving the global economy, economic headwinds. We have our resident expert here with ideas on how you can start a business for $500 or less. And so this woman is an absolute phenom. She is an entrepreneur. She is a multipreneur. She has just been a beacon of light to so many people. She's also the president of Agency 8, which is a full service agency for small business owners. And on top of that, she has been a long time, amazing friend for over 15 years. So Diana Frerich, welcome to Raw and Real Entrepreneurship. I know you always have the best tips for everybody.
Hey, Susan, I'm excited. You know, this is one of my favorite topics.
Well, Diana, you know, as our resident expert of like, you know, what can you do in a hurry when you are looking to start a business, cash flow is an issue. And I just had this conversation with someone today. They are, they decide to leave their job in big tech. They've only got a small amount of runway at home. They're going, oh my gosh, what can I do to start a business? And this is something that is affecting definitely millions and millions of people here in the United States, but I would say globally, there are hundreds of millions of people who are looking for solutions. And I know you've not only done the research, you've lived it. You are the queen of the side hustle. So I, you know, please jump in. What is number one on the list?
Well, I don't know if it's number one, but I've got 10 here and they're kind of all across the board, something, a little bit of a smorgasbord, something for everybody here. The number one that I put down is share your expertise as a tutor. And I know you and I both know somebody personally, Marcia Dunn, if you need math tutoring, Marcia is your, right? I mean, Susan, your son got tutored by Marcia.
Absolutely. And with education these days, it is so different. And Marcia was an engineer. She was retired. She started her tutoring business during COVID. She was looking for something to do. She couldn't leave the house. And she loves math. And I love, Diana, that you said tutoring, because we all have an inner teacher in us. There's no question. And you know, you think tutoring expands to more than just tutoring a subject that kids might be learning in school. It could be coaching someone to make a gourmet meal. It could be doing virtual singing lessons, music lessons. I mean, there's so many things. I love that one. If you were going to recommend that someone start a tutoring business and they were going to invest less than $500, like what, how would they get started with that?
Well, you'd be surprised how affordable this is. You can actually partner with a platform. You can go with a company called Tutor Me, Crimson Education. There's really a bunch of them out there. You can actually go on your own. You'll make more money if you do, because you're not giving them a cut of it. So you could start on the ones that have everything pre-built in and then move on to your own. A couple ideas if you go on your own is there's a real affordable website creator called Zyro.com. I think you can get a website for $3 a month, and then pair it with some scheduling software. That's really the most important thing, something you can use to give your students to schedule your time, to remind them of the bookings, and to bill them for the bookings, keep track of what's used and not used. That's really the ultimate key. One of the best ones I've heard of, Susan, is Acuity. Acuity does a lot of that, and some of the tutors I know use that software. So those are some key things you need. Very affordable. They don't cost a lot of money.
And Diana, I love that you mentioned this, because we have a new group we've started. It's a free mentoring group, Raw and Real Entrepreneurship. And so you can apply to join. We'll tell you how to do that. It's free. There is a cost of admission. You have to be a good human, because I will personally kick you out if you're not. But this is the kind of, these are the kind of ideas that we're sharing in the group for sure. So Acuity, some kind of payment processing. They could even use PayPal, right?
Absolutely. There's really a sky's the limit. I always recommend going on YouTube and watch videos of people who are doing it and look for stuff that's recent in the last year because things are always changing. Another angle that you can go, just kind of test the waters a bit and see what you really feel you gravitate toward in tutoring, is a website called studypool.com. This is a site where students post their questions and then you can answer them for a fee. Like they'll be willing to pay up $5 up to $90 to get expertise answers to questions they have. People are making some good money on there and you're only handing over about 20%. So that's just another quick little option you can do.
If you're not seeing this on YouTube and you're listening, my face is just like, my mind is blown. The emoji mind is blown. So, okay, tutoring, what else do you have?
Well, another one near and dear to me, because we both have a mutual friend who does it very successfully, is Estee, selling homemade goods or customized things, vintage items. Estee is really great. I personally have been in a position where I had a company, we had a website, we had to maintain, we had to pay all the fees involved. Estee makes it so easy for the small business owner. I wish it had existed years ago. But a friend of ours started out very small and she's found niches that she's really good at and then gravitated toward what's trending and she's blown it up. And her name is Gina Moat, Little August Ranch on Estee. Go check her out. She does do-it-yourself kits and they're really popular with people, but she's really blown that site up.
Well, yeah. And if you're listening and you haven't heard Gina's interviews, though, I did an episode with Gina. So you can go wherever you're listening to the show and listen. Gina sold 8,000 units her first year, 8,000 units on Etsy. And you might be saying, I'm not crafty. And Gina and I were talking, actually, Diana, offline. And she's like, I'm selling crafts. I'm not saving lives. And I said, I humbly disagree as your friend, because there are going to be people who listen to this show. And we've already had a ton of positive feedback on that show. And they're in a position where maybe they're retiring into, a lot of people will retire into poverty, or maybe they're a student going through school and they know how to make mittens. They know how to make something, you know, even if you sell 5 or 6 a month, is that enough to put a dent in your rent or your mortgage payment? Absolutely. And so I love it. Etsy store. It's an easy way to go. That's awesome.
Yeah. Well, the other thing that's fun with when I'm out with Gina, she's got it on her phone. Whenever she makes a sale in her Estee store, her phone goes cha-ching. And I've been with her and it goes cha-ching. 5 minutes later, cha-ching, cha-ching, the whole night, you know. So it's definitely a real thing people need to pay attention to, especially if you got something unique that you make. So yeah, number three. Okay.
Tell me. Okay. I'm ready.
I was digging deep for some unique stuff that you don't always hear about. And this one was like, whoa, I don't even know if I've heard of this before. But right now, especially, so many people are working from home, right? And we're sometimes 2-car families. And I know right now, even Kevin and I work from home. He goes out a bit, but we find 1 car sits almost all the time. I don't know, maybe some of your listeners are experiencing that right now. You still have a car payment. Did you know there's a way to rent your spare car? It's crazy.
I didn't know that. Yeah.
Airbnb of car. And it's really very interesting. It's a website called Turo.com. And there's over 14 million pre-screened customers using this service. And I'm shocked. I mean, some of the stuff they provide you, a certain amount of liability insurance. You get 24/7 roadside assistance. You can offer to deliver car if you're not close to an airport or a point of interest, but people are making some serious full-time income doing this, and to the point where they start buying additional cars. I'm not even kidding you, Susan. It's crazy.
Well, and it just makes so much sense, because I was talking to you today to my doctor, and her daughter is, you know, essentially a nomad. She and her partner, they both, you know, work from home, and he's, I think, in tech of some sort. And they're like living in Hawaii for a month. They're living, and she's like, Susan, she doesn't even own a car. And we're seeing that with especially Gen Z or Gen Z, wherever you are, or millennials, that Gen Y, that there is a whole movement to be as untethered as possible. So being able to essentially Turo a car makes so much sense. And so, Diana, someone doing that, I know you did a lot of research, like how much money are they making?
Well, I was reading on average as much as $1,500 per month. Some people with one car, the average is about $10,000 a year. It just depends on where you live, what kind of car you have. And I just kind of looked at my car. I just have an average kind of car. And I would be able to rent it out for about $60 a day. So I'm looking at, well, how many days would I have to rent it out to make a car payment? And that's, for some people, that's a big deal. So, and then not only that, get this, Susan, you turn your car payment into a tax deduction.
That's brilliant. And you know, too, Diana, like we've worked together for a long time, that one of the things we always talk about in this show, in meetings, is the economy. And the reality is the economy is what the economy is. And everyone should be looking for ways to, you know, supplement their income. Look at what happened. Even in tech, we see thousands of layoffs from the biggest companies out there. Mark Zuckerberg just recently said that they're going to cut back on hiring. And the reality is that, you know, job security is not always job security. So if we can have multiple streams of income and have ways to subsidize our daily expenses outside of our job and doing something like I'm working from home, I don't need my car. I love it.
Yeah. And the other thing people need to know, especially with gas prices, is you don't pay for the gas. The person renting pays for it. They have to return it filled to back up. So the profit there.
That's even better.
And the other thing was interesting, the way they've set up their payment structure is you can get the smallest percentage is 60% of whatever the rate is. And that allows you the most coverage, like you'll be 100% covered on damage, no deductible. But if you're willing to assume some of the risk on damage up to like $2,500 deductible, then you can get as much as like, I think it was a 90% of whatever the client pays. So I think, you know, to get a vetted audience of people looking at what you have to offer in a really great platform, that's a pretty good trade-off. So yeah, I think that's a viable option for some people.
That's awesome. Okay, what's number four?
Okay, next is rent out an extra space that you may have access to. I'm talking backyards, beautiful patios, unique rooms in your home, and you rent it out for photo shoots, video shoots, baby showers, parties. It just depends. And I was really shocked when I went on this website, and I'll give you the website. It is peerspace.com, peerspace.com. You get to list for free. And then when something rents, you do pay a small percentage. It's not that much. But the thing is, people are renting out the strangest things, a beautiful room in their home. Or how about this? What if you are currently a small business owner? You're not always at the office. You've got a really beautiful office. You can rent it out when you're not using it. And people need these places. They're traveling and meeting rooms are at a premium these days. So I'm telling you, if it's something you're interested in, go check out the website, kind of look at what's available. I'll give you some examples. In Phoenix, a mid-century modern retro living room rents for $65 an hour, or a serene garden in Scottsdale, $275 an hour. A distressed motel bathroom, interesting, $50 an hour.
That's scary. I don't want to know. I don't want to know who's renting that.
But I'm telling you, these are all vetted, and it's really interesting. So if you've got that space, if you've got an Airbnb that's not rented all the time, consider renting it by the hour for photo shoots, for things like this. It's another way to make income.
That's fantastic. And there's this trend that I'm hearing in all of these great ideas, and I know we're going to get a ton of listeners and fans writing in. Don't worry, all the websites Diana's sharing will be in the show notes, that there's this trend that's like sitting back. What I'm hearing, Diana, is like, what is it that I have that I'm not using that I can monetize? And it could be a skill. Maybe I'm my day job, but at night I'm going to do tutoring, or I'm going to do something else, or it could be my car, it could be my backyard, it could be anything. That's fantastic. Fantastic. And if you start to do these things, Diana and I want to see photos. So make sure you join our free mentorship group, because that's where we're going to give you all this love and support and cheer you on. That's awesome. Okay, what's next?
All right, next is sharing a course that you've created, or maybe you just do a 1 hour video or a 20 minute video of something that you know how to do. Maybe you know how to play the ukulele. Maybe you know how to make a certain dish, you know, anything you can do that you're really good at. And the website you would use to share your skill is called Skillshare.com. They're really big. They're very popular. And what's beautiful about them is that they will do the promotion To the audience that they have. So you don't have to pay for advertising. And people are making ridiculous incomes on this site. They're just sharing what they know. There's anywhere for, you know, you can make $200 your first month and you can start making $3,000 your next month. I'm hearing as much as, in some cases, $100,000, $300,000 a year, $1 million. There are people making that kind of money on this. And obviously, they're really good at it. But I think what's interesting about it is if this is something that interests you, do a little research up front. Go look at the website. See what courses are popular. Just because you make a course doesn't mean it's going to sell. Find out, you know, what's got a lot of students in it. And then the next tip I have is when you see a course with a lot of students that have purchased it or gone into it, what are the reviews? And it's not so much that they purchase the course, they purchase a membership and then they can watch as much as they want. So you as a teacher, you have to bring people in, you know, based on your thumbnail and your title, and then you get rewarded on the amount of minutes that people view what you have to offer. So it's a really interesting site. And think about it, it's residual. Once you shoot it, it just keeps paying you if you put out some really good content.
So when are we going to see Kevin on there with Kevin's crosses? Like, that was the first thing that came to mind, like how to for him, because the how to videos are always interesting for people, right?
Well, you know what he should do, because he just did this. This is an idea, not always about making money, but how do you save money? We had a storage garage for years. And I said, we got to get out from the storage garage. They keep raising the rate. And I said, can we build something? So he built something in a couple of days, had it approved. And now, you know, he could do that, right? So how do you build a storage garage on the side of your house? So yeah, that's absolutely true.
Of course, he did it in a couple of days. For those of you who don't know who are listening, like Kevin is that person. He's like the MacGyver of home renovations. And I could see a whole series where you guys could shoot those videos and he could just make a ton of money, because there's so many things he knows how to do that he takes for granted that people would love to pay to learn. Awesome. Okay. So now that we've decided Kevin's side hustle.
He'll love it. So, well, here's another one. And I actually kind of did this years ago to an extent, maybe a little bit more than what you're hearing here, but start a party rental business. You know, you can actually do that for under $500. I watched some videos on it. And really, what you need to start off with, you need a garage, you need some kind of van to haul stuff in. If not a van, eventually a trailer if you can afford one. But you can create a basic party package. And what the most popular one I read is a 20 by 10 canopy, 3 6-foot tables and 18 chairs. And you can get all that for under $500, still have a little extra money. You can market your little party package on Marketplace. And then as you start making money, you can buy extra things. Like, they recommend yard games like cornhole, giant Jengas, giant Connect 4 systems. You can rent those out, do all your free marketing on Marketplace. And as you continue to get bigger, you can buy more stuff. So that is one little side hustle people are making some nice money on. And it's pretty easy to start up.
A party rental business. I didn't even think of that one. And that one of the things that comes to mind too is when Target or Walmart or any of those stores have big sales, that's a great time to go pick up the, you know, the kind of dishes and things like that that people usually get for party rentals. That's awesome. Yeah, I love that one. Okay.
All right, number
These
seven.
These are so good. Like, oh my God.
Well, they're so different. I think there's something for everybody here. But here's another one that might appeal to some people. And it's called being a mobile, the keyword is mobile, notary business. And the key there with mobile is that as a notary, there's standard fees that you are limited to charge. You can't just charge anything with some services. But when you add mobile to it, that means you're creating a convenience. You're going to the person. You could be going them at whatever off hours, after hours, whatever, charge fees for driving, charge fees for your, you know, after hours services. And people are making $5,000 to $10,000 a month doing the specialized mobile notary services. And what I learned about the cost is it can take 2 weeks to pass all the classes and get your certification in it. I think they said the classes are around $30 and notary commissions, depends on state, anywhere from $60 to $120. You're going to need a nice laser printer. You're going to need a stamp and seal that you're issued. That's about average $50. So the thing here that you need to understand is people immediately gravitate toward the obvious things like loan closing documents. And right now, because of interest rates, that's not the place to gravitate toward. A lot of competition there, and there's less of that going on. So look for the added services that are a little bit more unique and specialized for notaries to get into, and then maybe even add fingerprinting services, things like that. But I have found there's great resources on YouTube to learn the ins and outs of being a mobile notary and what you can charge and what other services you can add. But that's a good one right there.
Oh my gosh, that is a great one. And as you said, people will pay for convenience, right? This whole notion of, you know, thinking about like, what is, you know, when you want to sign something or it has to get done, you're like, oh my gosh, I have to do this. And I know I've had a mobile notary before. And yeah, you do pay a premium for it for sure. What a great idea. Okay, what else do you have?
Okay, well, here's what we call retail arbitrage. I can never say that word, but you know what I mean. It's where
arbitrage.
That's what I meant. Okay. So that is very interesting. And, you know, it's, I didn't mean for this to happen. I found something on Marketplace like a year and a half ago that I really liked, but I really didn't have room for it. I bought it because I thought, oh, this is really an incredible deal. It's so antique furniture. I bought it for $350. And a couple of weeks ago, I sold it for $2,500 on eBay. Because it was so special. So this is something you could do. A lot of people are buying things on Marketplace. They're getting free stuff on Marketplace. They're reselling it. It just depends. Like sometimes it makes more sense to sell things on eBay. If it's a collectible, it's easy to ship. Or you can sell it on Marketplace, resell it on Marketplace. Because some people are just dumping stuff on Marketplace. They don't have time to sell it, right? So another thing that's really taking off right now is buying what they call Amazon pallets or going to an Amazon pallet store. And Susan, if you've never been to a pallet store, my gosh, if you're a bargain queen, I am. Not everybody's built for this because it's digging and you can find treasures. But you can go to these Amazon pallet stores and find brand new merchandise that was returned for whatever reason, not even opened, still in the shipping box, and you can then resell it. So that's another thing. And the deals you can find at these pallet stores, the key is almost all these pallet stores, if you look them up, they're usually referred to not as an Amazon pallet store, but they're called bin, B-I-N stores. And if you go to a bin store, they usually have their day when they get all the new stuff in and they just dump it. And you're talking, there could be things worth $100. And everything in the place sells for maybe $10 on opening day. The next day, it drops down to a certain amount, like then maybe the third day down to five. By the end of the week, it's $1. And then they start over again. So there's a trick to it. You find out where your bin stores are, and then you can start reselling all that stuff that you dig for. That's definitely a way to make money.
That's phenomenal. And it really, that, you know, what springs to mind when you share that idea is there, you know, the stay at home mom or the person, maybe you've got some kind of mobility challenge or whatever, and you can literally do this from the comfort of your own home. Now there might be a fee associated with going to pick something up or whatever, but this is so conducive when you maybe have a life at home where you need to be at home for whatever reason. I love that one. How fun is that?
Well, I can add to that for people with mobility issues. Some of these bin stores do have online auctions for what they call the higher ticket items. And also there's a website called shopgoodwill.com where all the Goodwill locations, if they've got something really special, they put it up for auction there. A lot of the people I know that resell go there and buy their stuff for resale there too.
Yeah, I do know someone who does go on there and then they resell it on a, oh my gosh, a Poshmark store.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And well, I'm telling you, there's things on there for $30,000. They have priceless jewelry on there, estate jewelry. It's crazy. You have to check it out. It's fun.
Recently, we moved and we have sent a lot of good things to Goodwill. So I'm kind of scared just in case something accidentally, because I'm missing a necklace, ended up in there.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
No. Anyway, okay, what's the next one?
Well, I think this is kind of like tutoring, but a little different. Start a consulting business. And this is something you can make seven figures in. If you're really good at something, you know, ask your friends and family, you know, what would you come to me for advice about? Or what are they coming to you advice about? That's how you can identify what that skill is that's very valuable. Do some market research. Find out what people are asking about that topic that people are asking you advice on. You can go to places like answerthepublic.com. You can actually go to YouTube and at the top in the search bar, start typing in the subject. And then YouTube will kind of finish it and kind of show a drop down. That'll show you other things that people are searching on that topic. So once you figure that out, just get a domain name, get a business email from that, create a business entity, an LLC, you know, get a CRM system so you can start collecting emails. And I think the best way to start a consulting business is to provide some value to the public on whatever it is you want to serve. So create a, you know, some kind of freebie that you can offer people that are interested, that would be your target audience, and then have someone create a landing page for you. If you don't know how to do that, hire someone on Fiverr, offer that freebie in return for their email address, you know, set up a little CRM and, you know, start booking with Acuity, some, you know, free consultations, whatever. So then determine what your hourly rate is and go from there. And like I said, people are making some really crazy money being consultants.
Oh. Yes, I have a friend, Patrick, and he was in the tech world. Then he went into consulting and then he started his own analyst firm, because all an analyst is essentially someone with a ton of industry experience who knows how to analyze business opportunities and use cases. He's making so much money. He has a private plane. He has a fleet of cars. Like, and he's the nicest guy. But I can tell you right away that if I lost everything tomorrow, I would go into consulting. And it doesn't. And people might be thinking, if you had a failure, you're not going to make a good consultant. That's actually not true, because as long as you can identify what led to that, there is a market for that. Absolutely. So fantastic. All right, Diana, these are some amazing ideas.
All right. Well, final idea here, kind of, I think, is a nice tag along with everything I've already mentioned, because this is a way to create traffic and create income at the same time on whatever you choose to do. And that is to start a YouTube channel. And, you know, realistically, they say if you want to monetize a YouTube channel, it could take you a year, because you have to get up to 1,000 subscribers and 4,000 watch hours in a 12-month period. And that can take a year. But if you use some strategy, there are people doing it in 90 days. But it's about creating targeted, very specific niche information. And they say the best way to do this is to ask 50 questions. What are the 50 questions your ideal client are asking? And create a video for every one of those questions. And then you do some SEO on the title, do a great thumbnail, have Fiverr people do some thumbnails. And that will help drive traffic to whatever your new business is. But in addition, as this channel builds, you will start making some really crazy income. I'll give you some real numbers. Like somebody who's getting maybe, let's say in a 30-day period, maybe three watch hours, 15,000 subscribers, making $1,200 a month residual on that. And you and I both know somebody who's got a pretty nice YouTube channel after maybe a couple of years, making 10 grand in monetization from ads on that channel. So it's really about creating a niche, answering questions. That's why people go to YouTube. It's one of the biggest search engines, right?
Yeah.
And then you can drive people to your website.
Diana, these are great ideas. I have two pages of notes. And again, everything will be in the show notes. And then my big message to everyone who's listening, whether you, and I know like some of our staff members listen to the show, you know, whatever it is that you're doing full time, these are great ideas. And some of them don't even have to be like a full on side hustle. Like if you're working from home, why wouldn't you rent your car? Like seriously, think about those ways. Are there ways that you could make money doing what you're already doing? They don't even have to be time consuming. That's what I love about these, Diana. Like they're a lot of fun. They're very easily accessible to people. You always bring the best ideas. Okay, super quick. The agency, there are more managed services coming. So super quick, like what is happening at the agency in terms of managed services and who should reach out to you?
Well, if you've got a business and you're trying to get exposure and traffic and all that, we have a lot of creative ways. We can do geo-targeting on a very specific niche. If you want to see all the people that have walked in your store, the cell phone traffic in the last year, we can target that. If you've got a desire to do display ads, you don't know how to do those creative display ads, we all know the ins and outs of that. We can actually create the graphics for you. There's so many ways. I mean, Facebook ads, whatever you want to do to get the word out there about what you do, that's what we can help you with at agency. And as well, if you're a service-based business with a local clientele, we can help you get noticed more locally with some of the stuff we do with Google My Business.
That's awesome. And I love the SEO audit. And really, if you have a business and you have a website, you should go to agencyaid.com. You should book a website SEO audit because it is very revealing because you think you're doing something or you think you're doing something well, you're not getting the result you want. And it's almost like going to the doctor and having a bunch of blood tests done and all these tests done in order to diagnose what is really going on. So that is such a great service.
I'll get the link for the comments below here on where to get that free SEO audit because it is a really powerful thing to see.
Awesome. Well, and go to agencyaid.com, find out about the services. So Diana, thank you for bringing the goods today. You're absolutely awesome. And for wherever you are in the world, I just want to send you just an amazing positive energy. You've got this. Being an entrepreneur is absolutely worth it. If this episode has been helpful, please give us a 5-star review. And by all means, tag me on social. I'd love to hear your takeaways from this episode. And with that, my friends, this has been another episode of Raw and Real Entrepreneurship. God bless. And I will see you in the next episode.
This episode is over. However, there are hundreds of great shows on the Raw and Real Entrepreneurship channel. Don't forget to subscribe so you never miss a new episode. On behalf of our team, we want to thank you so much for listening to the show. If this episode has helped you in any way, please go ahead and give a great review on Spotify, iTunes, Amazon, or wherever you listen to this podcast. Please tag Susan on social at Susan_Sly at Twitter, Susan Sly on Instagram, and at Susan Sly Live on Facebook. With that, we will see you in a future episode of Raw and Real Entrepreneurship.